This is football related, and I want to ask your opinion on this. Now, and I mentioned this earlier, I'm familiar with this sometimes. I used to play Tiger Woods golf on the iPad 10, 12 years ago, and I'd be playing St. Andrews because I wanted to feel what it was like to really play Lynx golf, and I would sit in my on my couch with my iPad, and every once in a while, it would say, pay $3 and you can buy some wind. Pay $4 and you get more yardage off your driver. Tiger gets a new driver. You know, pay more. Oh, new shoes gets Tiger out of the sand better. All those things. And I didn't. But last night, I had my first fantasy football draft of the season.
Fellas get together?
Well, some did. I stayed in my war room. I said, I'm going to hunker down here.
Were you invited?
Alone. To one thing I was invited.
Did you decline?
Yes, I did.
At what point in the proceedings?
A couple of days ago, I declined. I said, I'm not going to be able to make it. And then they had a Zoom so everybody could see each other. And I said, I'm not going to take part in this.
That's not your thing, man.
I didn't want anyone to see.
All your empty Diet Coke cans.
That's right. Well, and I went through seven last night during the draft. Okay, I went through seven.
Seven?
Well, I had four leading in and three more during the draft. This is my longest draft. This one, you know, it's infuriating because the draft itself takes 2 hours, which is too long. And halfway through it, the commissioner says, we're taking a 15-minute break to stretch our legs. What?
Stretch your legs?
Bruh.
I can stretch my legs while the other 11 teams pick. You know, it takes forever to get back around to you. But I had, I think I told you, I had a little piece of AI working for me last night. Saw an advertisement for it, and I said, you know what, I'm going to do this. And I can't reveal what it is because I don't want any of the other teams to know the inside advantage that I have. But for every pick, it would say, we've just played out 40,000 game scenarios, and here's the player you should pick.
You can't lose.
That's right. It said, we've played this season 40,000 times.
Boom.
And here's the player you should pick. And if you don't want him, take this player. And they would list two of them for me. And I'd be like, all right, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Well, here's how they got me now. Okay. And remember, I had done a bunch of mock drafts leading into it for a few weeks in the same. So I knew what was coming. I knew exactly how it would be. And it was helping me draft in real time. Great invention. Great. Well, we're in the middle of the third round. And a message pops up and says, I'd love to keep helping you, but you're going to have to subscribe for $65 to get past round three. Your round four's pick, you're going to have to pay for.
Did it know you were in a for real draft?
Yeah, it knew I was in a for real draft. Yes, because during all the mock drafts, it never said anything about that. And it said in round three, a message popped up and said, can't help you for free anymore.
First three are free? Or first two?
First three are free. Fourth one, you're gonna need to pay $65.
How many more rounds remain after?
12. It's a 16-round draft.
Jesus.
It's a 16-round draft. And really, it's won or lost in those middle rounds. Any fantasy player can tell you that, Biggie.
It really is.
See?
He's right, actually. It is there.
We talked to an expert who said, I agree.
It's when you're getting into
those. So it's not the glamour boys at the top.
That's right.
No, you know who's going at the top.
Right.
You really have to have your research done for those middle to late rounds because now you're taking guys that you don't know anything about.
And how much research?
Research.
Okay, wait a minute. Yeah. And I did zero research, bupkis on research because I thought I had my AI tool. And all of a sudden it was like, you're going to have to pay 65.
Oh, hey, you still drafting?
Oh, you're going to have to pay 65. And I sat and went, what in the world? First of all, I thought, this is a scam. This is not real. But
can we call a timeout, guys?
So I was just like, what is going on here? And it said, we're going to make it easy. If you want to pay through Apple Pay, just double click. We'll see your face. So I looked. Now, my wife was on her chaise, okay?
Next to you.
Next to me. She was a few feet from me with her phone laid up on her bosom, and as she always is.
TV on, eyes closed?
TV on, eyes closed. So I was like, well, I'm going to do this. Okay, so I authorized $65. Double click my face. And then it says, we have to have more authorization from the person who pays the bills.
No. Whose name is on the card or whatever.
On the Apple account.
Oh, that's the worst.
Right. And I was like, all right. And all of a sudden.
She had to hold it up to her sleeping face.
AI
comes
back.
Can you open one eye?
It appears you're trying to face scan a passed out person, sir.
Shh.
God, you're going to ruin it.
Mute.
We're going to get you a customer service assistant.
I held her eyes open with my fingers and took.
Sir, do we need to contact the authorities? Have you stolen and murdered a woman for your fantasy football draft?
She looks drugged, sir. It's just Chardonnay. School's back in session.
So, you know, got that done. And then her phone buzzed, like, you just had to, and she goes, what did you just
new charge
buy for $65? I said, I had to have it. I said, I had to have it. What was I supposed to do? I didn't even got a tight end yet. And I had to have it. And I thought, boy, they really worked me, because for weeks it said you can do a free version or a $65 version. I was like, well, free. Of course I'm doing free.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the right before round four, they said, oh, man, that's it for the freebies. You got to go.
$65. What's the league entrance fee?
$100. So I'm in $165 now. And I got other leagues coming up. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Will you be able to use the same technology now that you paid for it?
Yes, yes. In fact, I'll tell you what. This is nice technology, because it says, and I can't give you the name of it, otherwise my competitors will know what I'm using. I just can't.
Don't.
I won't. And it's, but it says, want to, you know, hit this button, we'll sync your league. So I hit the button, it's like, and suddenly there are all my leagues. It spins for a minute. And they're all my leagues, and it happens in real time. I don't even have to log on to ESPN to participate in the draft. It does it from that app. It's unbelievable. So I like it, but I was not expecting that. Now, that was too much over the line in my mind to say $65 when they never said word one about that leading into the draft.
And you don't want your competitors to know about Scam-A-Lot.
I do not know. Biggie,
yeah.
Keep Scam-A-Lot under wraps, because
$65 is a lot.
Yeah,
though.
Of course it is. Of course. Now,
but you know what? That's weird. That's you embracing the lifestyle.
Mm. Well, on the spur.
Kind of pushed into it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile.
Have you seen this commercial for, I guess it's been on ESPN for fantasy football. Was it invented in 1979? That's what the promos are seeming.
Oh, really?
They want you to believe it's a bunch of guys in their garage.
Mm.
In the fall of 1979, mm-hmm. picking draft, you know, they have players on index cards.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's the actual origin year of
that might have been
fantasy football or not.
Now, they did rotisserie league baseball before that. But
true.
Fantasy. Now, the first time I did fantasy football, we were in a garage with poster board on the wall.
That's what these guys are doing.
Yeah. Writing down names. And to get the scores, the commissioner of the league would get the USA Today the next day and figure it out on a calculator and send out to email everybody his scores. That was probably 2000, 2001, and within 2 or 3 years it was okay, all done online, and of course now it's all done on your phone, and mm-hmm. It's incredible how that has changed, for sure. The woman who's in trouble.
Did you change the name of your team?
No, I kept it. It's that little Kintner boy.
Still,
always will be. That's, you know.
Has anyone else changed the names? Doesn't one of the guys change it to like whatever his kids are doing?
Yeah, he did for a long time.
Like it was Mr. McFarty Pants. Now he's like college sophomore.
Yeah, he's a college sophomore now. So now it's like, you know, partying drunk and
party naked.
Yeah.
Looks like he'll graduate in 5.
Yeah, that kind of thing. His first few years, it was like
gap year.
It was midnight feedings because they're having to get up at midnight to feed. And then it was kissing pavement because he was trying to walk, but he would fall. And so every year, that was kind of clever, I thought. Then it was, you know, kindergarten cop and that kind of stuff.
When he's done with college, it'll be he moved back in.
Yeah.
Next year, still unemployed.
Year after that, you want fries with that?
Wasted degree.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what we have.
One after that, Instacart.
That's what we're up to now. That's right.